Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is October 21st, 2020. No segments for this episode, just more random Florida State football stuff. Managing expectations. This team beat the number five team in the country. Okay, everybody's been patting you on the back. You know, some players won some accolades. Some coaches won some accolades for the week. And it's just, this is actually harder than like when you suck and know there's no expectations. All right. Now you have set an expectation that you can play elite football. You have set the expectation that you can dominate, you know, a top 10 team. Now the fan base is expecting this effort every week. I think if you go out there and play with that kind of effort every week for 60 minutes, this fan base can't ask for anything more because the wins will come. You know, that first half against North Carolina was like, I want to say maybe five years going back to 2015, maybe 2016, Dalvin Cook's last year, where we played at that level. You know, it's been a long way, but I was glad to see it, man. And I can only hope that when we take on Louisville, that there's not a letdown, that these guys continue to stay locked in. You got the defensive line improved tremendously. I mean, they took like a quantum leap from the first four games to the game against North Carolina. It was a quantum leap. It was just like, you know, androids took over their bodies. And there's no excuse now. That Marvin Wilson in that game was the Marvin Wilson that I was expecting when he first stepped on campus. That was the guy I was expecting to see. And, you know, for the rest of the season, that's the guy we need. That the guy standing up in the living room, I mean, in the locker room talking, you know, pumping these guys up and then going out on the field and living up to what he's talking about. That's what it's all about, man. That Marvin Wilson could play on any Florida State defense any year, any era. You know, that first four games, Marvin Wilson, no. First half against North Carolina, yes. But we got a lot of work to do in the secondary. We got to get our linebackers back up to snuff. I would like to see them move Leonard Warner to defensive end. I never thought he was a linebacker, a coverage linebacker. A traditional linebacker, maybe a 3-4 outside linebacker, but he definitely has the size to be like a backup to Janoris Robinson or Joshua Kando. I think that would be a terrific move for him. He would have to put on some more weight, but he definitely has the athletic ability and the talent to play that position at a high level. So I wouldn't be surprised if they've already made that move. That's just my opinion. Still no Tamorian Terry. I mean, these wide receivers have to run better routes and they have to quit dropping passes. We got to stop the personal fouls. Because it cost us the one by Dante Lucas, you know, backed us up. And we had to go for that long field goal that Fitzgerald missed. I don't think it was that long. And he had enough leg to make it. He just, he just missed it. And that's really the only part about special teams that sucks right now, is just the missed field goals. Like I've said, since Jordan Travis took over, I would love to see them get Cam McDonald more involved in this offense. When the good thing that I like about James Blackman is when he's out there, he actively looks for Cam McDonald. And I just wish they would design more plays for him. Cause I think with the absence of Tamorian Terry, he's probably our second best receiver. So I would love to see him get more involved. I think he's one of the better tight ends in this country. I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to continuously say it. You got to get him involved, man. I think it would really help the development of Jordan Travis. So I'm just trying to think of what else we can improve on. I'm really thinking here. I mean, just maintaining that effort. Just maintaining that effort for a full 60 minutes. That's the main thing. And it's gonna be hard. 'Cause these guys have never been in that position where they've played. At least I'm gonna go out on a limb, I wanna say maybe Kando and maybe Janoris Robinson. 'Cause they've probably been on the team the longest. And maybe Nasruddin. Maybe no James Blackman, no. 'Cause I wanna say that J Rob and Kando came in 2016. Maybe I think J Rob is a 5th-year senior. So he actually came in 2015. So he's been around some elite football. And just you know, they've seen it. Those players have seen it, and it would be easy for them to maintain, you know, to understand what Florida State means and what Florida State football is to these young guys, and knowing the expectations. And again, it's just managing expectations. You know, when everybody's doubting you, nobody's on your side, it's easy to go out there and play. There's no pressure, but there's pressure on you now. And you know, this Louisville team is hungry, man. Don't get it twisted. I think they're 1-4. They almost beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame blew us out. So they're hungry, yeah. Louisville is 1-4. It's a noon kickoff. Louisville is favored in this game. It's 68.9% favor of Louisville on from the website I'm looking at. And it's just going to be a crazy, you know, just to see how these guys go out and manage, you know, the expectations that have been placed on them within a week. Because I'm just saying, okay, if you can play elite football for a half, you can play it for a whole game. And that goes for the coaching staff too. I mean, you have to, you know, you can't, the go-to plays, you need more of those. You know, if you get up on Louisville, you gotta keep, you know, pouring it on, man, to the end of the game. You know, the play calling got really conservative in the first half. I mean, the second half. It got really conservative. So, I mean, give Jordan Travis some screens, man. Give him some short to intermediate throws. I think he can be successful on that. I don't, like I said earlier this week about Tua Philly, I don't know if they're like preserving his red shirt. I don't know what's going on with that. But I thought he was the best running back of the group, but they're determined to make LaDainian Webb the guy. And it's cool. He's been making plays, so I can't really complain about that. So we just have to continue to we just got to continue to manage expectations, man. The offensive line has improved tremendously from the Jacksonville State game up until now. Give Adkins credit for that. The freshman tackle, right tackle, I want to say his name is Scott, last name Scott. He's played pretty well. I mean, the next three games before this Clemson game are all winnable, in my opinion. We got Louisville, Pittsburgh, and NC State. All three winnable games. If we come out and play with that first half North Carolina effort for four quarters in all three of these games, you know, by November 21st, you know, we could be sitting at 5-3 going into the Clemson game. And then, you know, I don't think we can win the Clemson game, but it would take that first half effort times 10 in the North Carolina game to beat Clemson. I mean, especially with the secondary issues that we have. So, So our secondary definitely needs work. Our linebackers need work. Defensive line needs to continue the momentum. Offensive line needs to continue the momentum. Wide receivers need to improve. Cam McDonald needs a bigger role. Running backs are playing pretty good. Quarterback is playing pretty good. Coaching staff needs to keep the foot on the gas pedal. I think we can actually salvage this season, man. So, again, you just have to play up to that standard of Florida State. And I think we'll be all right. I apologize for the dead air on this podcast. I was looking up some stuff for Florida State. And I appreciate your support. Thank you for listening. This podcast is available on YouTube, all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on vitamins. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. And as always, go Noles.